going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The last one. It's going to be bittersweet. Our daily mock at 1 o'clock as we do every day, where we scour the internet for a new mock draft. And we react to see what happens today. We're doing mine. This is my mock draft I created. Anyone can make a mock draft. It's not that hard. Here's my mock draft. Number one overall, it's going to be Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, Travis Hunter. We're going to check in on that Twitter poll. More likely to be a bust or a Hall of Famer. Travis Hunter, number two to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, New York Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Patriots. Number five, Hugh, I think the Jaguars are going to take your guy. I think it's going to be Ashton Jeanty, number five.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Well, he's got to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough spot.
What do you got against Jacksonville?
A lot.
Does she do anything for us?
Jacksonville's different, man.
I mean, what are we paying for?
People in Jacksonville, you know, I know they probably get mad at me talking about Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah,
like
they
that,
do.
But
yeah.
It's different. It's the most, how can I say this, in the kindest way possible. It's a polarizing city.
You don't need to say it in kind of way. Just say with all due respect first, and then whatever you say after that.
With all due respect.
Say whatever you want.
It's the armpit of America.
Wow. Pretty strong.
I feel like that's going easy on him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's Jacksonville's different. It is.
All right. He goes number five. It's their new coach tries to help out Trevor Lawrence there. Ashton Jeanty. All right. Let's go down to the Eagles. But, Hugh, we don't have to go down to 32. I'm predicting a trade in my mock draft. What do you think about this trade? The Eagles jump up from number 32 to number 24. They move with the Minnesota Vikings, and they surrender the 32nd pick, the 96th pick, and a fourth rounder. So they're giving up 32, 96, and a fourth rounder to get from 32 to 24 to select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon. Hugh, what do you think? In my mind, both Mason Graham and Walter Nolan are going to be off the board. So this is the best defensive tackle available. And I don't think he's getting to 32, so they move up. Derek Harmon, Oregon.
6'4", 313 pounds, Joe ran like a 4.95 in the 40. I mean, that's moving for a big fella like that. But I look at him like he's a Spartan. Like, he only played Oregon 1 year, so to me, he's a Spartan.
He transferred from Michigan State to Oregon.
Yeah, but no, I don't have a problem with this guy, man. I think he would come in and he would fit well. There was a lot of his video that I saw. He had a great game against Boise State. He was all over their quarterback. Good size, long arms. I don't have a problem with this pick.
So when I was looking stuff up about him, they had a video from the Combine, and they put up his measurables, and they compared it to someone who had been in the Combine in the past. Like, he's almost identical, like his speed, his power, his size, arms, to Chris Jones. That was the comp they had.
Yeah, and I can see that. I can see that plays well with the arm length, you know, sheds, blocks pretty good. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm a Derek Harmon guy. Yeah. Kyle, trading up for a defensive tackle?
You know what? I think I've talked myself so far into just trading it for J.J. Watt.
Then you're going to be disappointed. Are you going to be happy with anything tonight?
No, I'm going to be a brat.
Okay.
I'm going to be a brat
I can
tonight.
See that. Yeah. Come in tomorrow. I'm annoyed at anything. Anything they do. I like Harmon. Trading up for him might be the way to get him. And I don't think any of these good defense tackles are going to fall to the Eagles. To me, that's where the premium is in the NFL right now. All right. Twitter question here, which is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We had quite a few polls up today about the Phils and about Hugh Douglas and about whatever else we were talking about. Oh, Travis Hunter. All right, here's what we got. Poll number one, which was about the Phillies. Is it too early? Still too early to panic. I'm imagining most people saying no. 68% saying not too early to panic on those Phillies. And I agree with that because
it didn't take too long.
Last week it was too early. Now, yeah. A sweep from the Mets will do that.
Yeah.
It's going to hit you. It really does.
It's the equivalent of like if the Eagles had gone 2-2 to start the season like they did, but the Cowboys were the team to blow them out.
Yeah.
Like it would, I mean, it was a meltdown here, but like,
oh, man. A bigger meltdown. Will Hugh Douglas make it until midnight tonight on our draft show?
Zero chance.
85% voting no. That one was a lopsided one.
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I ain't got no choice. Because then I had to go to work in the morning, so I got to suck it up.
Yeah, well, you do.
I suck it up.
But doesn't mean you won't drift off by accident.
No, I won't drift off. I'm going to drink some coffee, man. I had me a tasty cake. I got the sugar.
I had the sugar.
You're going to crash on us.
I mean, that's you're,
you're going coffee and sugar at 1 p.m., buddy.
Coffee and sugar.
This feels like...
Because this is usually my nap
bad
time.
Stress.
You know what I might just do?
You say this is usually your nap time?
Well,
it's
after
1
the
o'clock.
Show, after the show, oh. I usually go home and lay down. You know what I might just do, man, just to give myself a better shot? I just might just go home and lay down for a bit.
Actually, I think it's the best idea.
I probably just need to go.
Yeah. Okay. Last poll today: Travis Hunter more likely to be a Hall of Famer or a bust? 74%. I say bust. They're scared of real talent here, and they just say no on the Hall of Famer thing. All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. We got Rob at Delco's up. Hey, Rob.
Hey guys, how you doing? I think I might have it for you at the end, but. Let me start off by saying, well, first of all, good afternoon, Hugh. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Rob. What are we thinking?
Listen, two things real fast. I think, Joe, that's way too much for me to move up. Just 8 spots. When you first were saying it, Joe, Hugh, he's building up. I thought we were going into, like, the top 15, top 10 with what you wanted to give up, Joe. That was just 8 spots, right?
20, eight spots? I'm trying to secure the player. I'm trying to secure the player.
Yeah, but I want to make the move. I want that kid from, listen... I'm with you about the defense. Give me that kid from Penn State. I want to move up, Joe, and get that tight end from Penn State, Tyler Warren.
Well,
I would love it.
I mean, he might go top 10, top 15. That's a big move up.
And, Hugh, I want to give a name out that I think you will love and I will love, and we don't need it, but I just want him. I want that Cam Scatterboo from Arizona.
Scatterboo, the running back. Yeah, I like him.
Hugh.
I like him. I want him at the first pick, though.
No.
No. I mean,
he'll be nice. He put him with the exciting whites. Like the Whites.
I wonder where he goes. Third round, maybe?
Probably.
That's what I was going to say. Where do you think he goes? What round?
I would say third round if I had a guess.
Late second, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, I just think in this town, with the way we want to run the ball, I know they got to change the offense. It's got to involve a little bit more in the passing game, but he could give Saquon a break. I think he's fitting tremendous here. I think he'd be an incredible pick here.
And he's a fun runner. I mean, he really is a fun runner.
And real fast on the Phils before I give you my answer. I might be wrong. And usually Rob from Delco isn't. Nah, I'm just saying. I don't think the manager is going to even make it to Memorial Day, Joe. That last straw with that comment he made about no one pitching in the cold and about kind of like it's baseball. You know, what do you
think? Oh, the randomness, the one about randomness yesterday? It's random? Yeah, it's not random. Yeah. Your team's getting beat every night.
Yeah, you're getting your rear ends handed every night. And, yeah, you know, when he didn't come out the other night, when you know, he could have got tossed on that, you know, called third strike.
You know what, Rob? I'm glad you brought this up. There's something else happened in that game yesterday that we didn't mention today. He was late coming out of the dugout in the eighth inning when Castellanos was thrown out at home. Now, I don't think it would have been overturned, so I don't think it really cost them.
Right.
But he's got, you know, whatever it is, 15 or 20 seconds to make that decision on to challenge. He was late. Could you imagine if it was clear he was safe and we missed it? I mean, I think people would have had him fired today.
Listen, I was telling Kyle, I'm ready. You know, we got a slap here. Listen, I don't care. Boom! What you got? 10-game hit streak?
Yeah,
11.
Yeah.
I care less. He's a joke. I want the third baseman to hit for some power.
I know.
You know, like he's a slap hitter. We got a slap hitter in third base. We got a slap hitter in left field. You know, I call him Gabe Kapler, Max Kapler out in left field. You know what I mean? Like we got. Listen, they're supposed to be power spots. I know, you know, I mean, we got guys that, what they got, two home runs between the two of them?
Yeah, they do.
Two. I mean, like, it's, listen, we can't get rid of all the players here, and I understand it's not the coach's fault ultimately, but I just think we need a new voice in there, and I'm ready. I'm ready. I think it was Ron or somebody was saying, I'm ready to clean house. I'm ready to clean house, Joe. I really am. I'm counting down the days of training camp. So, you know, just get me through. Keep me entertained a little bit during the summer. But that's where I'm at on the Phillies, guys.
Boy, I can't believe we're there already. It's April. It's April. That's it. I mean, it's a shame.
Yeah. I'm ready to clean house. I am. I mean, I'm tired of seeing, you know, trade Rojas now. He's hitting 300, Joe. Let's trade him now. He's the next coming to Babe Ruth. He's hitting 300. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, well, you're not getting any arguments from me. Hugh might be really sad if they trade Rojas.
Oh,
if they keep going the route that they're going, nobody is going to be safe.
Well, I will give him credit. He's played well the last week. Nobody else has, but he's done a nice job the last week. All right, Rob, what's your guess for Hugh's clues?
All right, Hugh, I was trying to do a little research, but, you know, I was thinking, like, I'm going to go with Antonio Freeman, wide receiver.
Antonio Freeman, not a bad guy. We've gotten some good names the last few callers here, McNair, Antonio Freeman. Not there yet. All right, let's go to Matt and Broomall. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
So I'll start with the Phils. I mean, I know it's easy to say it's only April, but I'm definitely concerned. I mean, you look at the last three postseasons, how they ended. It ended the same way. The bats going ice cold. They have no idea how to play small ball and piece together runs. They didn't upgrade the lineup at all, and then the bullpen is just way worse. I mean, from, like, they had a great record last year, but from, like, July on, they're like a .500 baseball team. It's the same team as the end of last year, and they're just not a good baseball team. I mean, they have big names, but it just doesn't seem like they're going to be a team that's going to win a World Series unless they make some drastic changes. I don't see how you couldn't be concerned, honestly.
Yeah, and I hope they recognize that too, Matt, because I could see how it's easy to say, well, it's early. It's a 162-game season. We got to let it play out. But I hope the owner and the GM realize at some point soon they got to shake something up, whether it's a trade or the manager's got to go, because if – You watch it every day, and it just looks the same. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, I mean, the starting pitching's been World Series caliber in the last three playoffs, but then now even it looks like they're kind of tailing off a little bit, too. I mean, Lizardo looks great. Sanchez looks good, but now he's hurt, and Wheeler looks not as good as he normally does. Still good, and then we all know Nola's kind of falling off of a cliff as we speak. But, yeah, I mean, I don't see how you couldn't be nervous.
Yeah, and I feel those guys are probably feeling the pressure because they give a couple runs. Yeah. It's like, then what are we going to score today? All right, what do you feel on the draft? You need defense tonight?
And then I think 100% defense. I mean, we lost so much on defense, and I know people talk about how we had depth, but now we don't have depth, and I just don't see how you don't go defense, especially Kyle and Hugh saying receiver. Like, that's crazy.
These guys are nuts.
The whole time Jalen Hurts has been here, it's pretty obvious he doesn't support a third receiver, so I don't know why you would waste the pick there. I mean, you would have this, like, Matthew Golden would come in. Oh, yeah, he's got the flashy 40 time. He wouldn't get the ball. I mean, I don't see receiver at all.
Yeah, see, that's – you said it, Matt. We appreciate it. That's my thing with the third receiver. Not that it's bad to have speed or stretch the field or a good player. Like, I get it. But they traded for Dotson last year. They just don't throw the ball to that position. Hugh, I think we need a third clue for Hugh's clues.
Third clue.
Or, excuse me, fourth clue. Fourth clue.
We're here. Mm-hmm. We're here, people. This person shares a name – with another historic shrimp.
Okay.
Short person shrimp.
Yeah. Like Shrimp Douglas.
Short
like,
king. Like, yeah. You know, petite man, whatever you want to call him.
Petite man.
Petite, like, let me be clear, because we're in crunch time.
Yes, yeah. Examples.
Petite man means, like, a shorter individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this person shares a name with a famous...
Historic petite man.
Shrimp.
Okay. So we have a player from your draft class, the 95 yes. class. He was a teammate of one of your fellow
employees.
Yep. He, at one point, led the NFL in a
major category.
Okay, and then he shares a name... with someone who's a famous shrimp.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that last clue, I think, it brings it home.
Yeah. Think about it, people. Like, think about it. Think. I'm trying to help him out, Joe, because, you know, the next guest, they're going to say something crazy, and we're going to sit here.
Now, here's a question.
Like, think about it.
Now, I'm sure you guys crossed paths at some point. Now I'm going to look up some box scores. Did you play against this player at some point? You had to, right?
You know what? I think so. I think it was my rookie year.
Okay.
Or the second year.
Let's see what that guy did against you. Because if he's saying he led the league in some stats, maybe
I remember.
He did it against you.
I can't give away too much. Okay. But he was bona fide now. He was a good player. He's a really – I'm giving away too much. I got to be quiet.
Okay. Oh, I found it. Yeah, you're part of the reason why he was doing well stats-wise.
Yeah. Was it my first year in the
league? It was.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas, your defense gave 47 points to this team.
I think I was hurt. That was late in the season, right? I think I was hurt.
Oh, wow. How about this? No, you were on the field. You had a sack. Didn't do much else that day. Let's go to Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
I was hurt that day.
I'm going to give you the answer because I had it before you said the clue. How about Michigan's own Tyrone Wheatley?
Ah!
You're close. I mean, you're in the same
ballpark.
Yeah, he just said the wrong player.
I like your confidence, though.
Yeah, no,
the
me
confidence
too.
The confidence was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
No, you didn't
pronounce it wrong. You just said the wrong name.
Right neighborhood, wrong house.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
It's all right, Darren, what do you think on the Phils?
I mean, I think everybody needs to calm down between the, what's his name, Rob. I don't think he should be allowed to call WIP anymore. You want to trade Bryce Harper? You want to calm down? It's April. Like, yes, it doesn't look pretty. But no, come on. Stop it. Like, no, y'all... We do this every year. We do too far. Like, we over-panic, and then it's fine. Or, no, stop it.
I agree with you on that. We're not a trade Harper range.
Entertain me till training camp? Like, are you guys just not baseball? Just say you're not a baseball fan. Like, that's just how I take it. Like, no. And no. Just Joe, no. Just stop with the balls. Just relax. I do agree. Unfortunately, Topper's going to be the scapegoat. You know, because they need a new voice, but you can't trade Harper's contract. You can't trade, Trey's contract. There's no way. So, I mean, you can't even get rid of, Walker's contract. So how do you, you know what I'm saying? You can't tear this team down.
Right. If they continue playing like this, it's going to be more like Real Muto and Schwarber because they're in the final years of the deal. Like, that's more reasonable.
They have 1 year left.
Yeah, right.
You know? But, like, it's just stupidity to panic like that. Like, I mean, it stinks. It's horrible to lose to the Mets. I agree. It's, you know, explicit and beers were drank last night. But, no, it's April. If this was, like, after Memorial Day, maybe my panic level would be at, like, a 5 or a 6. But we're still, what, how many days into what? The season's not even a month.
No, we're like, 25 games in. Yeah.
Yeah, like side of my soul, like calm down, chill. Like, I mean, I hate to quote the man, but relax.
I'm trying this, but the Mets. I hate the Mets, Darren. They're the worst.
I hate the Mets with a passion. Like every time I drive by the stadium when I'm driving clients up and down, I tempted to like just want to just firebomb the stadium, you know. But you know, I hate them. We all do. But like, no, it stinks. It's like losing to the Cowgirls. We hate it with a passion.
Yeah. Well, there's no question. Darren, man, we appreciate the phone call, and you were close on the guess. I think it's a combination of it's been a few weeks of not good baseball. It's the same team as last year for the most part, the lineup most especially. And, Hugh, it was like deja vu because it looked like the playoff series. They got big hits. They got big outs. They play with a confidence against the Phillies. Like, they're not scared of them at all. And that stinks.
Yeah, man, and it's – the confidence that they're playing with. And it looks like, you know, for the game to go the way that it did yesterday and the Phillies come out swinging and them to win it in the fashion that they won it in. That was a tough pill to swallow. It really, really was.
It showed you, well, for me, it showed me how little I feel good about the Phillies right now because I never thought at any point they were going to win yesterday. And they had Wheeler going. But I didn't think they were going to win before the game.
I thought that before the game. I thought they would win.
They got the hit to take the lead in the 10th, but my first thought was they needed more runs because they only got the one run the top of the 10th. They needed that second run, and they didn't get it in. I was like, oh, God, they're going to lose this game. That's how I knew really how I felt about the team. All right, let's grab Jake and Delco. We are close to giving away this prize, a $100 gift card to Sunoco here. You know, Hugh, I thought that Darren had it. The way he approached it, the way he said it.
No, he was confident.
He was really close. Jake and Delco's up. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man?
You want to do the Hughes Clues last or first?
However you feel.
Well, how confident are you?
I was until the thing about somebody sharing the same name.
He shares the same name as
a famous shrimp.
A famous shrimp, yeah.
Shrimp. Are they a sports shrimp?
No.
Historic famous shrimp.
Historic right. Shrimp, but not a sports shrimp.
How about Curtis Martin?
It's not Curtis Martin.
What Damn. Curtis is a shrimp?
Who's the short Curtis you're thinking of?
I don't know. Okay. But this is the best I can come up with.
I got you. All right. Yeah, well, you're on a similar track there as our last one. All right, what do you think on the Phils?
I did a lot of homework, too. The Phils, you know, a couple callers ago, the guy said they're so obviously broken, and everybody knows it. And that's true. It's starting to – you can do comps with other teams that turn it around, but it just doesn't feel like it, man. It feels like this is played out. It does.
So, Jake,
it's a bummer.
Yeah, you can't – so it's interesting because you could do a comp to anything, right? It's however you want to view it, it's almost like how you view what you're seeing. So you can make a comp like, you know, the Eagles last year, sure. You also can make a comp, Jake, and I was thinking about this one this morning. Dombrowski's Tigers, before he came to Boston and then here – they went to the World Series in 2012. They went to the LCS in 2013. They went to the first round in 2014. And then by 2015, they got old and they weren't a good team. And I hope that's not the case, but that could be it too.
Well, last night feels like a backbreaker. The nature in which they lost in extra innings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was a game that they had so many opportunities to win, and they got a good enough game from Wheeler that they should have scratched off some runs against that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's over. Keep me entertained till the Eagles. I'm officially in that crowd.
No.
Oh, wow. We're getting a lot of those today. Jake, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight. Hugh, we're going to go to the final segment without
the
giving
final
this.
Final segment.
All right, let's let people marinate on it.
You want me to give them another? Want me to give them an easier clue?
Well, how about this? Let's roll through the first four clues. You give the fifth. We're giving a fifth clue today.
Yes.
And then people will marinate for a few minutes.
I'm going to bring the fifth clue is going to bring it on home.
All right, so what do we got? What are the four so far?
Part of my draft class.
1995 draft pick.
He played with a WIP employee, not my employee, but an employee.
Teammate of someone else here at WIP.
Yes, he was an offensive player that led the NFL in a major category.
Okay.
Shares a name with a famous historic midget.
Okay.
And this person, the person that he shares a name with, this is going to give it away for him.
Okay.
He was the former king of Italy.
Okay.
And a general.
Hold on.
That was France.
Yeah. It wasn't Italy, bud.
No, it was. It says former king of Italy.
Was he?
That's what... Joe.
I believe you.
I don't.
Are we sure this is the same? The guy?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
No.
It does say that. No. I mean, his Google's right. I mean, it says that.
It ain't AI. It says the Google. That's what my Google says.
Can we make it a little simpler? He was in charge of a famous army.
Well, I said general.
Yeah, general. I know, but
okay, he was in charge of a famous army.
Yeah.
How about that?
We good now? Kyle's still not happy with the whole thing.
He's not. I'm telling you, Kyle. I'm gonna show it to you.
It does say it.
I'm not lying.
See, this is why I'm out on AI and robots. Out. 215-592-9494. For final segment for your phone calls coming up. Are you panicking about the Phils, the draft? Plus, something that could be changing how the NFL views draft prospects forever. Interesting take on it. I heard from Ross Tucker this morning. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And listen to my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all your favorite player props. Now, you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll check in with you people. See what everyone's saying today, watching on YouTube. We got to give away this prize.
Got to give it away.
$100 gift card to Sunoco.
I think some people got it. I think they got it.
Well, that last...
Not the first card. Not the one that you pick next, though. They're not going to get it.
No, you don't think so?
No. Nah.
All right. We'll see if they do or not. All right,
I would be surprised if they did.
Before we get back to everything here and everyone's phone calls and the Phillies and the draft, and how about we end the show today... How about we give a name we want tonight? We'll end the show by giving the name we want the Eagles to pick. All right, we'll end with that. The name you want. We already know who you're going to pick, all right? Kyle, and I, Kyle and I will give a name without any other reason besides we want them on the Eagles that we want them to pick tonight.
I already got my DM slide. I'm like, hey, big head.
It's in the drafts? It's in the drafts?
Yeah, it's in the drafts. Okay. That's when you sit out there. But hey, big head, how you doing?
Okay.
Congrats to your nephew.
I do want to get your take on this, though, Hugh, because I found it interesting. And then Ross this morning was on with the morning show, and he commented on it. So Jay Glazer put this out yesterday, and this is from him. Interesting thing that came up in my draft prep calls. For years, teams have pulled players off the board for two reasons, injury concerns or character concerns. So Jay now says a third category has been added for why most teams he talked to had someone off their board. And that reason was, quote, doesn't love football. This was the first year it was so prevalent. He asked around why, and the thought is because of NIL money. Guys have already been paid. They don't need the money as much as maybe they used to. So the guys who love football are appreciated more. I think there's a sense that those guys will give their all more in the NFL. Hugh, what do you think of this? This is new, right? Because the NIL is new. But I see the logic to this where, you know, if you have $8 million in the bank already, or five, or even two. Maybe if you don't love the game, you're not going to get the most out of that player.
Well, maybe you might not think about you're thinking about starting a business, or maybe you have a business degree.
Your mind is somewhere else.
You have seed money,
right?
This is something that I remember when Travis Schlenk was the GM of the Hawks. I asked him about when we were talking about who to draft, and this was during the time Luka and Trae Young were coming out. And he said, you really have to vet what are these guys playing for now. Because you're talking about NBA players that come in and they make a ton of money out the gate. Like, their money's basically guaranteed, and you have to figure out a player's why. Same thing in the NFL. And the thing that I think that teams are having problems adjusting to, because when I heard that, you know the first person I thought about is Shador. Shador, because a lot of teams don't get where he's coming from. I think a lot of teams forgot who his dad was and how confident he is. Shador is very confident. I think for a lot of people, they see that confidence that he has is arrogance and not caring. Because I told you about when somebody asked him about a simple question and how he went into the detail about what kind of car he drives or something like that. I think this is an overreaction to the fact that these young men are – They probably want to play, but they ain't got to sit here and let you talk to them crazy like they used to. Remember, it was a few years ago. I think it was Brian Cox or somebody asked a off-the-wall question to one of the draftees or something, and they got in trouble. Remember, because the Falcons got in trouble for it.
I forget exactly what it was, but it seemed like it crossed the line, the question.
Yes, it was some crazy questions.
Maybe about his mother or girlfriend. Something like that, yeah.
Cats don't have to, like, used to sit in those rooms, and I remember vividly because I was that guy coming from nothing, being from a small school, and you know, just going to every interview, you know, and doing all the other stuff. And I remember it was times where some cats from bigger schools like, hey, what position you draft in? I don't need to talk to you. You're not going to be there. You got more kids like that, or they're like, hey, I don't have to play in the NFL. It'll be nice to do it,
right?
But I've made enough money that I could go do something else. I don't really necessarily look at that as a bad thing.
So I think it's okay. I mean, people can feel however they want to feel. But if I was running a team, I would like to know. I want to know. Do you truly love football or do you don't? Because if you don't and you don't need money, then maybe, like, how do I know a year from now you really want to do this? Right? Because football's time and energy and effort. Like, I think this is something I could see the Eagles prioritizing. Can't you see Howie tonight, whoever they pick, getting to the podium at 12:30 a.m. and saying, this kid loves football.
But you know what? I think you could. That's an easy conversation to have. Because I remember, like, certain people that I would talk, this was a while ago, this was before NIL, but you would talk to certain guys, and it was just a feeling you had about them that knew that they wanted to play. You can't deny that, because the time, the blood, sweat, the sweat equity
right.
that you have to put into playing this game, this ain't willy-nilly. It really isn't. I think that what has happened in this draft is that a lot of these kids, they got a lot more confidence than these GMs and these scouts are used to dealing with. They're used to dealing with guys. I remember seeing a video of Jalen talking about why the Eagles should draft him. And he was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and excited and talking about how much of a leader he is and all this other stuff. And then you got the flip side, using quarterbacks as an example. Shador, Shador said, hey, well, you've seen the film. You see what I do. He said, I'm the ultimate cheat code or something to that effect. You know, I got the brains of a Tom Brady. And you marry that with the skill set. What's the problem? I think that people look at that. They don't know how to handle that. And they get in their feelings because you don't see too many men or young men that confident. Well, and I think part of that is because of his father.
It probably is. The Shador thing, I'm not sure where he comes down on this. You're right. Jalen was very confident when the Eagles spoke.
He was confident, but it was a confident that didn't make them feel uncomfortable.
Right. And you could tell with Jalen, he loves football.
Yeah,
that that makes a big difference. Let's hear Ross Tucker. He was asked about this morning by The Morning Show.
Great thing for the NFL teams because it enables them to identify, while these guys are still in college, who really loves football and who loves the things that come along with football.
Mm.
There are guys that, because they've gotten so much NIL money, mm-hmm. they kind of think they've made it, and they kind of act like they've made it, and some of them end up dropping. They don't have as good as senior years or juniors, whatever. And so teams have to try to figure out, okay, is it because this guy already knew he was going to go pro?
Yeah.
Is it just, you know, he's a young kid? But I think, you know, there are guys that get whatever the money is, 500 grand, 800 grand, whatever it is, and it just motivates them more. They just work harder. It actually,
great.
Because when they're in college before, and they all have $0 unless they play in the SEC, okay, the way it used to be. All right, you really didn't know, you know, if what the true motivation was. Do they really, really love the sport, or do they love what they think the sport can give them?
It's interesting. I mean, it's a new element to this whole thing that was never part of it, right? Because other than the kids that were paid under the table, most guys who didn't get to the NFL rich.
Yeah, they didn't. But the money now is off the hook.
Yeah.
But I still think that, you know, the NFL gives you something that the NIL money can't give you. You know, like, you could be a great college player, but the prestige of playing in the NFL,
I
still think that there's a draw there. But yeah, I get it. It's just, to me, it's just interesting that over the last couple of weeks, I guess, because I'm assuming when they talk about these kids, I'm pretty sure Shador's name has come up, you know, that he's the one that people are looking at and thinking about.
Well, he's going to be one of the stories tonight. I mean, we'll be following during the draft show, because some people think he could still be a first rounder. Some people think he's going to move out of the first round altogether. Doc Leon in Cherry Hill's up. I think he has a song about the Phillies we're going to hear. What's up, Doc Leon?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Doc?
So, a bunch of calls today about entertainment. I think the fans need to keep their spirits up to help the team. So I wrote this song. It's the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is public domain now, so you're allowed to use it.
Okay.
And here it goes.
All right.
So I picture first doing it the first inning, seventh inning, and middle of the ninth inning as well, to get the team going in with a wave going, a bi-directional wave going both around the field both ways.
Mm-hmm. What's the song?
It's baseball time with the Phillies, and we'll win today, that's for sure. We'll eat on ice cream pretzels and Cracker Jack and cheer our fighting Bills as they each swing their bat. Where the PHILLIES will hit, run, defend, and score. Hey, use it's 1-2-3 structure out with a Philly fanatical core.
Oh my gosh, it's awful!
I didn't think it was awful, Kyle. Hugh, you like to chime in when people do songs for us, like Doc Leon.
I think Hugh passed out.
No, I was about to take a nap, though. I thought about it.
Oh, you guys are hard graders.
I cuddled. I appreciate your effort, though.
Yeah.
The effort was commendable.
What was better, this or the Phillies right now? The song.
Damn, Joe,
the song.
Really?
The song's better. The song's better than the Phillies. Doc Leon, we appreciate the phone call.
The song
call.
Was a little bit more consistent. Mm.
Yeah, at least he followed a tune and the pattern. You guys are very hard graders to have heard songs.
I'll say it does take stones to call in to radio station and perform your song.
Yes.
But, like, not just everyone should be out here writing songs.
Nah. That's a skill set that a lot of people don't have. I agree with Kyle with that one.
Thank you.
Well, I think anyone can write a song. Maybe we got
a good one, I should say. That everyone needs to hear.
I can write a song.
That doesn't mean everyone needs to hear it.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe they're going to do that. He will write a song for us. All right, Tom in Middletown. Is he going to win this $100 gift card? We shall see. What's up, Tom?
We didn't even ask that.
He didn't have to guess. I didn't see the stars on the screen.
So I won.
Cooked him.
Totally cooked. Tom, go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys.
guys. I got a couple comments and a guess.
Okay, you got.
I need to feed my Hellcat with that 94 premium.
That hit home with that mm-hmm. the Hellcat.
Yeah,
that hurt, you stole from Hugh. That hurt a little bit.
I have got a bet that's better than an 8-leg parlay.
Oh wow,
I feel attacked.
Okay, it's the over under on Hugh at 9 o'clock tonight.
No, Tom, I'm about to go take a nap, dog. I've told Jilly in the break, I'm going to get those little two-hour nap. I'm going to get that.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I enjoy listening to the radio, but now that I watch it on YouTube, dude, you're going to crash by nine.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, people can see you running on fumes.
They see me over here yawning.
Well, they know your history. You felt you
know
when we were in the Super Bowl, Tom, we were at dinner. It was 6 o'clock. The guy was passed out at the table.
Dude, I am a master of body language, and I'm telling you, the over-under is 9 o'clock, and someone's got to be honest with me, and that's better than an 8-leg parlay.
No, Tom. I told Joe in the break, I said, you know what, Joe? I'm going to go ahead and take that. I'm going to go get them 2 hours of sleep. I'm going to go home because if I don't, I am not going
to. You talked
to
Big Game this morning, and by the time the show's over, he's like, no.
I'm like, all right. I'm going to take this nap.
See, I think
man.
If the Eagles were picking in the top 15, adrenaline would keep
be
you
okay,
through.
Yeah.
But 32?
No, and
when I'm talking about the Falcons taking some guy we never heard of, you're going to be half asleep.
Let's be honest, man. It feels like the Eagles are going to make a move. But
it feels like
they might trade back.
No.
They might trade back.
We're going to sit there for 5 hours to
yes.
leave without a player?
Yes.
No.
That's why.
No.
That's what kind of prompted me to go home and just take the nap. Because I'm going to be mad. If they trade out of the first round, which I think they're going to do.
You got to prepare for the worst, man.
I'm going to be
take
mad.
Take the nap.
I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, take that
I'm
nap.
I'm going to take
yeah.
this nap.
Well, listen, if I agree with Kyle. If we're sitting on the 32nd pick and it comes to our pick and we could get a T.J. Watt for a 32nd pick, I'm on that in a heartbeat.
Slam dunk, Tom.
A slam dunk.
Of course it is.
You want $40 million a year.
32nd overall pick for a perennial defensive player of the year candidate. Let's not overthink it, guys. Don't overthink
it. I'm sorry. I already overthought it.
I know.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Well, I would do it and... Like I said, if we're stuck there, I mean, if we're at that 32nd pick, it might as well be a second round pick. If you could get a T.J. Watt for that, hell yes.
This is my favorite thing we do. We take picks in rounds and we decide, well, it's really this. For the 32nd pick's actually a second rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get.
I mean,
close.
It is.
No, it's not. It's a first rounder.
It used to be. Before there were 32 teams.
If you're next to Hugh at the 32nd pick, you better nudge him.
What'd you say?
Nudge him.
I plan on being up, man. I'll be up.
We need the crowd tonight to keep Hugh awake. Just make sure.
When Hugh played, 32 was the second round pick.
But that was a long time ago.
Well,
the 95 draft?
Just saying.
I mean, think about how long ago that was. You were barely born. I was in the third grade. It's a long time ago, man.
I don't feel bad about that. I don't feel bad about going to take this nap either.
You shouldn't.
I don't. I do not. I need that nap.
All right, Tom, what's your guess? Who is this to win the $100 gift card to Sunoco?
I'm going to say Napoleon Carr.
Well, you hit it.
Yes,
the Raider running back, who at one point led the NFL in yards per carry in a season, mostly because he got to play Hugh and ran all over him.
Yeah, he was a.
Did we ever find out if he was once the king of Italy?
It did say that.
I mean,
Google.
I guess if he took it, like, I guess it would make sense if he was sort of like a.
He took it over?
He was an empire guy.
Yeah,
he took it over. Yeah, he was a huge empire guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Hugh, thank you for that fifth clue.
Yeah, I had to
everyone
give it
because
nobody.
It, yeah.
Nobody would.
Didn't know it wasn't happening today. Tom, good call
somebody
buddy.
Somebody said Curtis? Curtis?
Yeah, I was wondering.
What famous Curtis, what historic Curtis do you know? Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent? Who?
Yeah, how many famous Curtises are there?
Did somebody say Tyrone Wheatley? Seriously, all jokes aside, how many famous historical Tyrones do we know? Historical.
Not that many. I have a question. Is the name Curtis out? I haven't met a young, like my kids are young. No one tells me about their friend named Curtis anymore.
I think Kurt.
Curtis.
Kurt.
You guys are the ones with kids. There's no classmates.
There's no Curtises.
Curtises.
I don't know no Curtises.
I just think Curtis is done. Yeah, I think we're over with Curtises.
Yeah.
Is it really?
He said, is it?
It's a shame. It's a shame for adult Curtises.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's natural that names come in and out, right?
Young Curtis. Like young Curtises.
Well, there's not really.
You mean like a baby
probably
Curtis?
Not many Hughes either.
Oh, no. Hughes
it's
going
a few, out. It's a few. I was about to say hers. It's a few Hughes.
You need that.
There's a lot of hers.
I need that now.
Yeah, we've lost them.
Starting to, hey, you know, it's starting to prop, what they say, land the plane. I'm about to land the plane.
All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
I'd like to remind you people and everybody else listening that you can join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now, 94WIP.com. So one of the biggest problems when one of our rivals kicks our ass is that we get this. We had a Mets fan in the chat today.
Oh, no.
And he was there the entire show. Okay. And he was so annoying. Seems like a total New York bozo. I mean, he was riling everybody up, just getting into fights with people. Yeah. So the Phillies, for everybody's sake and for a lot of reasons, need to turn this around, but mostly so we can get rid of these pesky New York Mets fans. They are just the worst.
The issue with the YouTube people is, like, we can't knock them out. Like, we get at some point, we get a Cowboy caller, a Met caller. We can knock them out pretty fast. He's that person.
Yeah, he's
just
stuck there. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about
it. I feel bad about that.
And like, think about Phillies fans that I respect is they're not just going to take the crap.
No.
So they're fighting with them the whole time. But, you know, it really waters down how much goes on in the YouTube chat. Yeah, so that was a little bit tough to deal with. Joe, looking like Dr. Evil today. That's a new one.
Dr. Evil.
Did he wear blue?
I guess it looks gray on TV because somebody said something about gray. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. It's blue, but all right.
Yep. We did get a call to bring ESP back because apparently he keeps you in check.
I got to ask him how.
But what did he do? Well, it was different. I gave him a little grace yesterday. I didn't want to hit him at all. And I was a little distracted yesterday. There were some folks running around in the building that I ain't never seen before.
Oh, that's right.
What do you mean distracted?
He was doing his thing where he couldn't.
Did you say hi to people while we're on air again?
No.
Come on. We talked about this.
Mid-sentence.
No. The best was Kyle said, I said, I'm a little distracted. Kyle said, could you not be?
You know, the idea of the fishbowl is that the people could see us, not that we are paying attention to the people.
I try not to, but when people are looking, sometimes I got to look and see who's looking. I got to look.
Were these people that work here or new people?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I also had to do the show. So I, you know what I mean? Kyle was getting irritated, so I had to pick one or the other. So I picked the show.
We got a new nickname for our giveaway, Hugh Clueless.
Hey, listen,
that's a good one.
Y'all ain't hurting my feelings. That was a great clue. That was a great clue.
I don't know, man. There's been a couple times these YouTube comments have hit you right in the soul.
They get them. Yeah, they really do.
The company fan would have been taken.
No, that one hurt. That one cut deep.
Oh, boy.
That one cut deep.
These are always my favorites. Julio, this guy Julio, same guy who guaranteed the Phillies would win the division in June last year.
But that happened.
You were
right. There's so many things I say that are wrong. Just find one of those. I don't understand why we keep using the one I was right about. It doesn't make any sense. Yes.
Well, they got you.
They got me. That time you were right, cooked idiot. Idiot.
All right, Hugh's shirt is getting a lot of love today.
There, I knew it.
Stepdaddy material. Now, the big question was, is there a kid's limit for this stepdaddy proposal? Like, are you willing to walk into a situation where there's about nine stepkids?
Like Brady Bunch stuff over here?
As my contact starts to act up.
Oh, no.
They got to be young kids. No allies. You know, you don't want no grown kids because, you know, it's different when they're grown.
Yeah. Not going to respect you when they're grown.
Yeah, but when they're little, you know, you got a chance. So little kids. Little kids.
But there's no limit to the number.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a limit. Okay. It's a limit because if it's too many damn kids, I'm not taking all them kids for ice cream. Like, listen, I got a six-year-old. I ain't about to take my six-year-old and your nine kids. That's 10 damn kids.
And ice cream these days? ain't cheap. Yep. Yeah.
Not feeding on them kids.
Last thing. Rampant speculation today that Hugh may have been AI this entire time, as evidenced by some of the short-circuiting incidents that we've had.
No, those, I can't even get it out.
That's from the beginning. We might have had AI.
The scandal that rocks WIP. Hugh Douglas has never been here. AI version of the former Eagle.
I'm starting to dislike these you people, man. they are brutal.
Oh, that's it. Well,
I could see the article now. WIP's been using an AI version of Hugh Douglas.
We need to use,
He's not
need
even
to
real.
Use AI more.
We don't.
We do.
No, we've talked about the robots. We're done with them. Done. All right, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, are they at the Link today?
They are.
Yes, sir. All right. So they're doing their show live from Lincoln Financial
Field. I wonder how Jack, do you think Jack feels a little uncomfortable?
At the Link?
Yeah, because you know he doesn't really like the Eagles like that.
Oh. Well, they get to yell about the Phillies, I think, a little bit tonight. That'll be more comfortable. Yeah. He's part of the draft show tonight. Everyone's part of the draft show. We're going to be on 6 o'clock, by
Except
the way.
Maybe Hugh.
Rob Ellis leading the way at 6. I'll be on at 7. Hugh will be there from 6 all the way to the end. And an 8.
Or his end.
Yeah, his. At 8
or
o'clock.
Or my demise. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm going to get at least 2 hours.
8 o'clock, YouTube. I think it's streaming on Twitter, Odyssey app, everywhere you can find it. Hang out with us, myself, Hugh, Ike, and Elliot. All right, before we go, hand it off to the afternoon show. I need the name you want tonight. Who the Eagles should select? I'll go first. Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon. That's who I want tonight. I think it's realistic, and I think he's a really good football player. Kyle, let's go to you next so Hugh could predictably tell us who he wants.
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to do something that I've never done before, I'm going to be a brat and very stubborn.
You want TJ Watt?
If it's not TJ Watt. Don't even talk to me.
All right, I want Derek Harmon. Kyle wants a trade for T.J. Watt. Hugh, who do you want the Eagles to take tonight?
Joy Taylor. Peanut butter brown skin. What else did he say that I cannot say on there? But peanut butter brown skin. I'm voting for peanut butter week.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. Mason Taylor, tight end LSU. All right, we'll talk to you guys tonight from the Link. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!